homes in the black section of Alcoa. And no, our shopping is pretty well integrated.
What about, talking about Maryville, some local landmarks around, say if a visitor came in and you were showing a visitor around Maryville and Alcoa, what are some of the things you'd point out?
First of all, I would take him to Maryville College and show him Anderson Hall because it was built by my great-great-grandfather.
I guess so.
He was a contractor and he worked his men on New Year's Day and a wall fell and he went broke. But but that's the oldest building on campus and for that reason. The second thing I would show them was the courthouse because my grandfather was chairman of the building committee and county judge at the time it was built.
Personal interest to the landlord.
My third one would be Mount Vale, which is now a YMCA camp, which was one of the antebellum and on into the 30s mountain hotels with cottages and so forth. And it also belonged to my family. those to me would be the chief landmarks probably because of family. And then I would just take them to the mountains, not specifically to the national park, but to the mountains to see the beautiful areas that are all around us. Within 5 miles, you can just be in the heart of the wilderness.
You have a nice view of.
You aren't seeing it today. We see three ranges.
Oh, really?
On a clear day, but these are the Smoky Mountains. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing only the Chilhowies. Mm-hmm. And on a clear day, we see three ranges.
Must be nice.
It's lovely. That's why we moved out here.
I guess so. Now, if you were going to, say, catch a plane out of here, where would you go to catch the plane?
McGee Tyson, mm-hmm. which is Knoxville's airport, which is in Blount County, which mm-hmm. is 7 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm.
Much closer to you than it is to me.
Right.
So, yeah, say a smaller one like the, you know, the island home, island.
I don't even know where that is.
Would you still call that an airport, a little small one like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure, and there's also the Sky Ranch, which went broke a couple of times. It may not be in operation. It was sort of close to the Navy base out there.
Was that
the Navy Reserve?
A private.
Uh huh.
Club or just an air?
It was a little airstrip that was privately owned but publicly used for people with small planes, mm-hmm. and they also gave flying lessons.
Now, next group of questions are about kinds of roads and names for things like that. The kind of highway like I-40 or I-75, what would you call that kind of, you'd say you get on the
interstate.
And now the areas on the interstate where you might pull over to, you know, just to stop for a few minutes.
The rest areas.
What about an area, when you came off that you would, where you would stop and get, let's see, maybe you stop and have to get gasoline and food, would you still call that a rest area?
No, that's usually at an interchange.
Yes, ma'am. And the thing you would go down to get off?
The ramp.
Call the same thing coming up?
Uh-huh.